By the time I cleared my mind enough to actually eat, my Taco Bell order was as cold as the body I found in my bed. The stress had diminished my appetite to the point I could only eat two chalupas, a Cool Ranch Doritos Locos taco, a bean burrito, a black bean burrito, bean and cheese burrito, an XXL steak nacho, and a large Mountain Dew Baja Blast, which I know is just Mountain Dew mixed with that blue Gatorade, but I don't care, because it's damn tasty. Anyway, I was still hungry. For justice.
Napier, a private dick without decency. Fighting crime and obesity. So you'd better watch out. Detective Napier, 300 pounds and irresistible. Ladies, this man is invincible. And the world needs him now. Crime Stories.
Returning to the scene of the crime, I searched for clues. Although the silent assassin had done his dirty deeds while we were taking sweet after-sex naps, surely there had to be something to lead my investigation. I kicked piles of dirty laundry and looked inside old McDonald's cups, but found nothing. Nothing that would give me an idea who made an attempt on my life. All of this searching made me incredibly hungry. Since I had already been to Taco Bell, I decided the next logical place to search for clues was at Jack in the Box. When I arrived, the dining room was surprisingly empty, with the exception of one man eating alone. With his back turned to me, I could tell by his posture he was upset. As I weaved through the crowd control posts on my way to the counter, my eyes remained fixed on the man in the dining room. I could see his glasses and beard, an obvious sense of style. He reminded me of me. Sensing he was being watched, the man turned his head and made eye contact with me. Quickly, I averted my eyes as to not make the situation fruity or uncomfortable. But then I slowly looked back. I realized this man didn't remind me of me. This man was me!